Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long in studio. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our Bet 365 triple option feature. And at 6:30 tonight, right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app, LSU plays Nicholl State in baseball. Last year, the Colonels pulled off the big upset, beating the eventual national champion Tigers. So let's see how well they fare up. Nicholl's really good football, a baseball team right now, 10-5. They're second in the Southland Conference. LSU got a little bit of traction this weekend, winning 2 of 3 on the road against Missouri. So let's see how well the Tigers can carry that, a little bit of confidence as they play Nicholl State, who is a good midweek team, and Jay Johnson said it, and I've watched them play. They're a pretty doggone good team. He's got something going there out in Thibodeau. Let's look at our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, Mike and Charlie. Hey, look, really good baseball tonight, Nicholl State and LSU. And you also got my alma mater, Southern Miss, at Tulane, uptown.
Yeah.
At Church. And I'm going to try to make that one. But look, I wanted to get your take on two prospects for the draft, Mike.
Okay.
Michael Pratt, I saw him at the Tulane spring game Saturday. Of course, Coach O was there as well, your buddy from down the bayou. He's like a liaison, almost like John Gruden is with the Saints now. He's been at a lot of the Tulane. Who knows? Maybe one day he'll be full-time with them. We actually met him at the game. I saw Michael Pratt was at the game, the spring game, sorry, that is. And I just wanted to get your take on where do you think Michael Pratt's going to land? What's his grade? And I'm throwing in that Southern Miss vibe, Frank Gore Jr., who, you know, he foregoed his final season at Southern Miss, the son of Frank Gore, a running back. I know running backs don't go high anymore.
No, they don't.
But he won the offensive MVP of the East-West Shrine Game.
Sure did.
I know the defensive MVP was a local boy from Tulane.
Yeah, Jerry
Smith. But I want to know what – yeah, where do you got Frank Gore Jr. going in what round, and what round do you have Pratt going?
I think Gore will go in the 6th or 7th round. He'll be a late-round pick, a good all-around back. You know he's not going to be a number one, but he can come in there and he can carry the load. He catches the ball pretty well coming out the backfield. So I would look at a later-round pick, either 6th or 7th round for Frank Gore. For Michael Pratt, I would look in – he's a top 100 player for me. And I would look in round 3. I think the 6 guys, and I'll keep on to that. I think you'll have 6 going round 1. And then Spencer Rattler becomes the 7th guy. And I think he could go in round 2. Bobby and I differ on that a little bit. Bobby and I have talked about Spencer. I like him better than he does. Bobby and I agree on a lot of different things. But Rattler's not one of them. I think he'll go in round 2. And I think Michael Pratt will go in the third round. So I think he's a top 100 pick that'll go in the third round. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Bubba in Metairie. Bubba in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
How y'all doing, guys?
All righty, Bub. How you been?
Oh, man. You know, working for pennies, but we making it.
I got you.
Mike, I didn't get a chance to get the magazine this year. Are they still available?
No, man. Listen, I gave doing it up 2 years ago. I had 37.
Oh, you did?
37 years I did it, and then, man, it was a kind of group decision. Put it to you that way, Bub, that I did my 37 years. Never say never. I'm be like Sean Connery. Never say never, but I decided 2 years ago not to do it anymore. But I do miss it, and I do not miss it sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's a lot of work. You're the legend, man. You're the legend.
I appreciate it.
I wanted to ask y'all, what y'all think they'll go in the first round? I'm hoping to go with the tackle from Penn State. Where do you think he's going to fall? And do you think they're going to go defense with the first pick?
I really think they'll go offense. And I'm with agreement with you there. I just hope Olufashano's still there when they pick at 14. But he'd be somebody I'd have a lot of interest in. He could, you know, he's going to guard the backside of my quarterback. He's an excellent pass protector, only giving up one credited sack at Penn State. Team leader, smart guy, huge man, knows how to use his arms and hands real well as a pass protector. Now, everybody's got a negative, and I'd like to see him be a more powerful run blocker at the point of attack. But what he can do is protect a quarterback. And so I think that that's an area you need to get. If you're not better up front along the offensive line, you're treading in water here. So I agree with you on Fashana, but I did tell Charlie I came close. Byron Murphy, defensive tackle from Texas.
Yeah, there's some buzz about
I came close to putting him in there.
There's some smoke about him being the first defensive player off the board now, which is kind of crazy to think about. I think we had all penciled in like Dallas Turner, maybe Leao Tuilatu, one of those edge rushers going to Atlanta at 8 as the first guy off the board defensively. So, Bubba, for a little bit of a preview, I guess you would say, for this next segment that we're going to do inside the draft, we're going to be doing Mike's first mock. So we'll kind of break everything down there. But offensive tackle just seems to be the clear
spot. It seems to be clear cut.
Yeah, like if you do go defensive tackle, I could potentially see it. But at that point, offensive tackle becomes a must pick for pick 45. And I don't think you want to necessarily hamstring yourself. So take an offensive tackle in the first round with pick 14 and then leave yourself some options at pick 45 because you could go safety, you could go wide receiver, you could go defensive tackle there. So there's a couple different prospects in the second round that are pretty spicy, but I think first and foremost, at 14, you're going tackle, whether that's Fashanu on the left side, whether that's Fuongo on the right side, you know, maybe Fautanu on the left side.
And then to throw you a curve, it could be J.C. Latham
on the right
side.
He's
the non-F guy of the bunch.
Yeah.
But he's going to play right tackle for you, and J.C. is a really good player, huge man. Now, he's sort of built like a double-wide refrigerator. I told this to Charlie. To watch him in his build, he's got this build that you say, man, he can't be 350 pounds till he gets on the scale.
That's one of my favorite bites you've ever given, Mike. You said it was like a $12.50 cab ride to get around.
No, it's a good $13.
It's
I guarantee
so funny
you.
Because if you look at him and how wide he is, right, the wide load that he's got.
He's a wide guy.
He almost like looks more like a guard, hypothetically, but he can play tackle. I'm not saying the otherwise because he's actually improved a lot in his last year at Alabama. So
as a pass blocker, because I thought he struggled in that early in his career, but he's gotten much better as a pass protector. And his ability to extend and not throw himself off balance because, man, it happens. You know, you kind of overreach and you get thrown off balance. But, man, can he run block? And I think he's an ever-improving pass protector. And he's a guy that's intriguing. Trade back, man, this team picks a lot of Senior Bowl players. Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma. If that situation would arise, and he's a guy that has started – now, he started 14 games in college, most of them on the right side at Oklahoma. I thought he played really well last year as a first-time, full-time starter at that right tackle position. He played a little bit of left, but he's much more comfortable on the right side. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 and our Inside the Draft feature brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long in studio. You heard all the commercials. Man, we got wall-to-wall coverage starting with the NFL draft on Thursday night. Hoss and Deuce, they'll be at the Saints headquarters along with Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis, Head Coach Dennis Allen, all the Saints top brass, assistant coaches. You can hear that live right here on the Big 870 from 4 to 6, 6 o'clock. Steve, myself, along with Charlie and Jeff Nowak, and Deuce and Hoss will also join us at Las Cruces Tex-Mex Restaurant in Metairie. And then Friday night we'll be at Hooters in Metairie. And Saturday, basically starting, what are we starting at, 10 o'clock, Charlie, or 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock you guys start?
Yeah, and we're starting at 9, going to 11. And then
and Deuce and I and Hoss will start at 11 o'clock and bring you day 3 of the draft. And Monday, for the first time, and let me just say this about the draft. It's the first time Bobby and I haven't worked it together since 2004. Bobby got something important to do that day. His youngest son, Bo, is getting married. So we want to give our congratulations and best wishes to Bo and the whole family's involved here. And I know it's a special day for Bobby and his family. So want to wish him the very best. And so for the first time since 2004, Bobby and I haven't done the draft fest together. So it's been a long ride. But Deuce will take over Monday night. Him and I will be at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, to do the second guest show, draft style, so to speak. We'll be talking about all the draft picks across not only the Saints, but across the National Football League. And so we've got wall-to-wall coverage. Keep your dial tuned in to the Big 870 WWL. It's our Inside the Draft feature brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. And Charlie, we're going to run through as much as we can with our first round and round one, that first pick, the Bears, who they got from the Panthers. That's an easy one. Caleb Williams from USC.
Yeah, I think both the Bears picks in the top 10 are pretty set in stone, unless maybe a team were to jump them for that second one at pick 9, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Caleb Williams, the penciled in number 1 overall pick. I don't think there's any question that he's going to be their guy in the first overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, and then the second pick, I've always felt it, and I'm staying with it. Washington Commanders pick Jaden Daniels from LSU.
Yeah, there was some kind of buzz about a bad meeting between Daniels and the Commanders.
Man, get over that. Yeah. That's the agent. You got to get over that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I think that he's also kind of the clear cut. I think a lot of people go back and forth. Oh, is Drake May the QB2 in this class? Is Jaden Daniels the QB2? If you're just looking at just straight up production and what Jaden Daniels did in his Heisman campaign, yeah, he's the number two pick in this upcoming class. And going to Washington and working with Kingsbury and that offensive staff there, I think it's going to be very interesting. I like the fit a lot.
Yeah, so do I. And with the third overall pick, New England Patriots, nothing puts the jumper cables on a franchise more than a young quarterback with potential, and that's Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina.
Mike, it's smokescreen season, and I saw something. I think Diana Rossini was reported that they're looking to potentially move out of that 103, and it just makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense to me, because if you look at that situation in the quarterback room in New England, they desperately need to get a young, exciting quarterback there. Like, maybe Drake May ends up being a bust, but you'd need to take a swing on it with a top three pick. And it makes all the sense in the world, to me at least, someone that really checks a lot of boxes, I would say, as far as an NFL quarterback goes, Drake May to the New England Patriots. Once again, we've been talking about this for months now, Mike, quarterback going 1-2-3 in this class.
Does it happen at 4? Because this is where I think the draft really starts.
Yep.
Arizona Cardinals with the 4th overall pick, and in my mock, I kept it to them. But I could see a deal here with the Vikings. The one thing with Arizona, and I give them a lot of credit, their general manager, Monte Osenfart, he really does a good job. Monty really thinks this out, and if he gets a great deal, I think Osenfart would trade out of that. But it's got to be a great deal. If they trade out, you know they're going to just accumulate first-round picks, and then they would have 3. But if you keep it, Marvin Harrison Jr., a wideout from Ohio State.
And wide receiver's a big need for them as well, Mike. So I could see them staying put and taking Marvin, the best player on some people's big boards. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. He's fantastic from Ohio State. And I think that, once again, like you mentioned, Arizona could potentially trade back from pick 4. And you could see the Vikings trade up from pick 11 and 23 to go up and get J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback from Michigan, who you have going at 5. We'll talk about that in just a second. If you're Arizona at that point, if you're moving down from 4, you would have 11, 23, and 27 in the first round of this draft. Like, that is how you start rebuilding a roster. At the same time, though, I think that they're content with getting Marvin Harrison Jr. at pick 4 and not passing him up there. So I have the same thing as you in my mock. I got Marvin Harrison going at 4 and then also keeping that 27th overall pick.
And then at the 5th pick, the Chargers are up next. I think this is where the deal would come into play.
I agree.
Where they're looking to get some early picks. It would take you 2 first-round picks and a pick next year, either a 1 or a 2 next year from the L.A. Chargers. And with this pick, I think the Vikings would pick J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback from Michigan. And I remember we talked about this in January, and people calling in and texting in, no way J.J. McCarthy is going to go in round 1.
Teams fall in love with him, man.
And they fell in love with him and quick. And that's how you get burned sometimes, falling in love with a player. But, you know, it's a Hank Stram line, and I'm going to repeat it. Either you got a quarterback or you're looking for one.
Yeah.
It's one of the two. And on this spot where the Chargers could get 2 first-round picks – and really not move down that far. You'd get 11, the 11th overall. I think the Vikings would make that deal and secure himself J.J. McCarthy.
And all the buzz that's coming out of the Chargers is that they want to be more physical. So that means they want to draft on the lines, and that makes sense. If you move down from pick 5 to pick 11, you can still get a premier tackle, right, which we'll get to in a little bit because I see who you got going to them at pick 11. I got a different one, but I'd like to get your thoughts on it. J.J. McCarthy going 5 to the Minnesota Vikings via projected trade. I think that's very realistic, Mike. Moving on to pick 6, they jumped the New York Giants to get J.J. The Giants could have hypothetically taken him. They have Malik Nabers, wide receiver from LSU, going at number 6.
Yeah, that's what I have. I think Malik will get to the 6th spot. And, I don't do a lot of comparisons, but I did see Jamar Chase, high school, mm-hmm. LSU, NFL. Closest thing I've seen to Jamar is Malik. They physically look the same-looking guy. I mean, they built the same, had the same sort of speed, can make something out of nothing, contested catch guy. And I just think it gives you that big play element. Now, Giants need something to help out the quarterback position. You paid a ton of money for Daniel Jones, and I do think somewhere in this draft class, don't be shocked, to see the Giants try to wheel back in round 1 late, if Bo Nix is still there.
We'll get to that in just a little bit, Mike. We're going to keep on rolling because we've got to speed it up a little bit. At number seven, the Tennessee Titans jump for joy because they get to select the best tackle in the class, Notre Dame's Joe Alt. And pair him next to Peter Skoronski on the left side of their offensive line is set for the next decade. Moving on to pick eight, the first defensive player off the board, the Atlanta Falcons take Alabama's Dallas Turner, Mike.
Atlanta hasn't had a consistent pass rusher since John Abraham. Look back up, when's the last time John Abraham put on a Falcons uniform?
Right.
I mean, good gracious. You're talking about basically 20 years. Now they got a one-year wonder in Vic Beasley. 1 year. And then Vic, he kind of was like, I dream a genie. He blinked himself right out. So I do think that Dallas Turner fits here. Now, there's a lot people bring up about all the tampering stuff. Well, the NFL said today they would not. They're still looking into it. So any draft picks you're going to have to give up is not involved in the 2024 draft class. We've had text about it, but NFL made this official. They're still looking into it, and any strip of draft choices would not happen into the 2025 draft class.
Moving on and wrapping up the top 10 here, Mike, the Bears' second pick, as I kind of alluded to earlier on, Washington's Rome Odunze, the wide receiver. I think that makes a ton of sense for them. I saw that Odunze was also kind of talking with Caleb Williams. They're joking around on Twitter, so I think they're ready to be teammates
Man,
as well.
And DJ on that team, DJ Moore, and Keenan Allen.
Cole Kmet, yeah. I mean, the Bears are building something.
Man,
there,
if they can keep Caleb upright, they got something there. The 10th pick is going to be the intrigue.
Yeah.
Because of Joe Douglas and the fact that he has not walked away from talking about Brock Bowers. Now, their offensive line is El Lazio.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So you have them taking Bowers at 10, Mike. I have them going tackle because I think that their two tackles are both old. And I think that if they get, you know, a tackle injured, they don't have anyone to replace him. So I would potentially probably take Fuanga here, either him or maybe Fashanu, either side, really, because you're looking at Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses, two, as I said, very old tackles. And if either one of them gets injured, you know, the Jets are kind of out of luck. But at the same time, I understand the pick. Brock Bowers, a clear top 10 prospect.
I do know who Aaron Rodgers would want.
Exactly.
Give me Brock Bowers is what he's saying.
So that
man, listen,
the
old man can protect me for another year. But I think he would push for Brock Bowers.
And then at pick 11, the Chargers, Mike. Once again, they move down from pick 5 to pick 11 and 23. At 11, they take the best tackle available, and they get a right tackle. You know, all the kind of talk about Joe Alt being the pick if they stay at pick 5. They already have a left tackle in Rashawn Slater, and I think he's a really solid tackle. So you get your tackle on the right side, and you have them going to Lisa Fuanga, who I think is a great fit for what Jim Harbaugh wants to do.
Oh, what he wants to do.
Yes.
He's the best run blocker of the tackle group. He's a huge man, and he's aggressive. Okay, that checks all the boxes off.
I love the
for
fit.
Harbaugh. So if they drop down to 11 and Fuaga's still on the board, I think he's the pick.
And then at 12, you got the Denver Broncos taking Toledo cornerback Quinyon Mitchell, the best man corner in the class, the first cornerback off the board at pick 12 to Denver. At 13, you have the fifth quarterback coming off the board, Washington's Michael Penix Jr. going to the Las Vegas Raiders. Mike, I like that.
That's a fit.
Yeah.
Because Penix loves to drive the ball downfield. And what are the Raiders known for? The ability to get the ball deep downfield. That's what they want to do. And Davante Adams ain't getting no younger. So, man, and I still want that. I think it's Michael Penix here that goes to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Love it. And then we have, at the Saints, pick 14, Olufashanu from Penn State, the left tackle, going to the black and gold, Mike.
Again, I've said this before. You know, he's got the size you're looking for. His pass blocking skills are very good. He's a really good athlete, a team leader. Smart. I've talked to the offensive line coach there. Told me, Mike, he's not a rep guy. Okay, you tell him one time and show him how to do it. He knows how to do it. Now, would I like to see him become a little bit more physical as a run blocker? Yes. There is no perfect prospect, but he can protect the backside of my quarterback. And so my thing is, I'll go with Fashanu here at 14.
There you go.
If he's still on the board, that's who I go with.
And then moving down the board, 15, the Colts, you have them drafting Alabama cornerback Terrion Arnold. They need help in the secondary. That makes a ton of sense. Similar at 16, the Seahawks getting Texas defensive tackle Byron Murphy.
That one I really like.
Yeah, I do too, because they need help in the trenches. They go on the defensive side of the ball. Their run defense had a lot of issues last year. Byron Murphy is a great all-around defensive tackle. I love that fit. And then your second trade, Mike, here you have the Buffalo Bills trading up with the Jacksonville Jaguars for pick 17. They lose a couple wide receivers in the offseason. Gabe Davis is out the door. Stephon Diggs is out the door. And they get their next top receiver, drafting LSU's Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, gives you a big target receiver with speed. I think he fits that. Now, Buffalo could stay where they're at, and you might get a shot at one of the two or maybe both of the Texas receivers, Xavier Worthy or A.D. Mitchell. But I think they move up in this draft class here to get Brian Thomas Jr. And Buffalo won't be the only team trying to move up to get Brian. I think you will see multiple teams trying to trade in that top 20 once those top three receivers come off the board for Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU.
And then we've got a huge run on players in the trenches. I'll try and make it quick here, Mike. The Cincinnati Bengals at pick 18 draft Washington's Troy Fautanu, left side of the offensive line player, tackle, offensive guard potentially. Just great technicians, as you said multiple times. The Rams at pick 19. This makes so much sense. Leautu Latu, defensive end from UCLA. I think it's a great fit there as well. The Pittsburgh Steelers taking J.C. Latham on the right side of the offensive line, right tackle from Alabama at pick 20. At pick 21, the Miami Dolphins taking Jared Verse, defensive end from Florida State, who fell a little bit down your board here, Mike. I know that we've talked a little bit about maybe he goes in the top half of the draft.
But nothing wrong with him.
Every year there's one of those players that falls a little bit, and I think Miami would be very happy with
him. We talked about the kid from Georgia last year. And he takes
Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith. He takes that tumble. Well, we thought he would go probably 13 through 17, somewhere in around one. And he was a late first-round pick. And so I think Jared maybe takes a little slide here, but it's not a far one.
Yeah, and then the Eagles at pick 22, Jason Kelce retires. They kind of get their interior offensive lineman in the future with Duke's Grant Barton. Once again, Mike, another interior offensive lineman, interior lineman off the board here at pick 22. At 23, the Chargers, once again, they got pick 23 through that
trade. And that pick's been through all over the place.
Yes, so it was originally with Houston, and it was originally with Cleveland, then it went to Houston.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, exactly. And then it went to Houston, and then it went to Minnesota. And now it's sitting in the hands of the Chargers, Mike, via your mock. And you got them taking Johnny Newton, defensive tackle from Illinois.
You know why? Harbaugh's played against him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, just think, is there any coach in pro football today that knows college talent better than Harbaugh? He's been through the recruiting process all those years at Michigan, and he's had to go up against Johnny Newton. Johnny Newton's a really good football player, and I think it would be an excellent fit, and it fits the mold. Guess what? Trench guy.
Yeah, exactly. They want to get stronger. They want to get tougher. Got to build through the trenches, and you got them taking Talisa Fuanga at pick 11 and then Johnny Newton at pick 23. And offensive tackle, defensive tackle makes all the sense in the world. At 24, the Dallas Cowboys taking Tyler Guyton, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma, and then wrapping up this run on linemen, Mike. At 25, the Green Bay Packers select Amarius Mims, the all-world potential guy, right tackle from Georgia.
Yeah, he's a guy, started 8 games. He's been hurt a lot, but man, you see this. He maybe has more talent than any of the tackles in this draft class. But, man, he scares you to death because he hasn't played and he's been hurt all the time.
Exactly.
So Mims would go to Green Bay, and then Tampa Bay with the next pick. Nate Wiggins, the speedy cover cornerback from Clemson.
Yep. And once again, we were talking about the Buccaneers, their biggest needs, defensive end, cornerback, kind of. And I think that they could potentially take the guy that you have going to the Cardinals. We'll say that real quick. At 27, the Cardinals take Chop Robinson, defensive end from Penn State. Maybe that's a fit for the Buccaneers,
man,
at 26.
I debated that a long time.
Yeah, that's a tight one for me. But Nate Wiggins, I mean, you're taking a super talented corner. The only question mark with him is he's so slim, Mike, and his build, he can't really put a lot of pounds on. But Tampa Bay gets a very talented corner, Nate Wiggins from Clemson. Then the Cardinals at pick 27, Chop Robinson, defensive end from Penn State. At 28, the Jaguars, who traded down from pick 17 in your mock here, Mike, take Cooper Jejean from Iowa, the safety kind of cornerback hybrid that I think you've kind of said it to me, Mike, that he's going to play safety in the NFL.
Yeah, and he's a good one, and he's a ball hawk, and he can help you right away as a return man. Man, on a straight line, can he run?
Yep.
He's a really talented athlete. And then at 29, Detroit, man, they always pick football players. Darius Robinson from Missouri, who can play defensive end or defensive tackle, reminds me a lot of Wayne Martin, who played with the Saints.
Yeah, and I mean, that is a perfect fit for Detroit, I would say, Mike. Maybe they go offensive lineman, and I could see them going with a guy that you have a couple picks down here, Jackson Parrish Johnson, But we'll get to that in just a second. As you mentioned, Bo Nix sneaking into the back end of the first round. The Giants, with a projected trade with the Baltimore Ravens, Mike, they trade back into the first round to get that fifth-year option. With the Baltimore Ravens, they take Bo Nix, a quarterback from Oregon.
You ain't going nowhere with Daniel Jones.
No.
So I think that they try to make a maneuver here to get Bo Nix late in round one. They have two very early second-round picks. So they have some ammunition to move up. Man, has another team drafted as well as the Ravens? They're not really dropping that far, and they do a great job of kind of stacking their roster with talent. So I think it would make a lot of sense here to move back, have the Giants pick Bo Nix, the quarterback from Oregon.
The last two picks of your mock here, Mike, the San Francisco 49ers at pick 31 taking another Oregon player, this time center Jaxon Powers-Johnson.
He's damn good is all I can tell you.
Yes, man, that is a 49ers
he's
pick.
A great technician. He's a power player, and he would fit what the 49ers do up front, and he becomes the new leader of that offensive line in the middle making calls.
And then the Chiefs get their kind of superstar pick, right? Texas A.D. Mitchell, wide receiver. I saw a comp, I would say, that he is like a George Pickens type of player where maybe he doesn't bring it on every down, but when he does, like, he is super, super impressive. I mean, that is a perfect fit
and,
for Kansas
City. And who
Kansas
knows
City.
With Rashee Rice, what's going to happen there
in
his situation. So I think they go wide receiver. It was a toss-up between him and Xavier Worthy. That would be all they need to have that type of speed out on the edge with Worthy and Mahomes. But I went with A.D. Mitchell, a bigger player. But, man, I don't think Worthy's going to last too much longer.
No, Worthy's going to be one of the first guys off the board in the second round, I would imagine. But that concludes your mock, Mike. That is a lot of trench players in the first round of this class.
That's a lot of big men.
Yes.
I'd much rather feed them than clothe them. That is brought to you all Inside the Draft segment, brought to you by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. When the lights go off, Craig's comes on. We'll be back with our Bet365 triple option feature right after this break.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, our Bet365 triple option feature. We give our top takes on the top stories in sports. Steve, I'll go to you first.
Well, today marks 1 week since Zion Williamson strained his left hamstring. He talked to the media today at Pels practiced after they practiced in OKC and was asked about the timing of the injury after playing a career-high 70 games this past season.
Super demoralizing at first, can't lie. You know, the season had been going so well, so for that to happen just definitely was demoralizing, but it took a day, two, kind of get past that, and now I'm back on what I've been saying all year, stacking my days and getting back on the court.
Well, Zion was asked how soon will he be able to get back on the court and the chances he'll return for this postseason.
It is absolutely realistic, but I got to pass tests, get back to baseline, and hopefully I'll be out there.
Well, Zion, guys, said he kind of knew this injury wasn't as serious as the last one he suffered a year ago. Had a right hamstring issue January 2nd. Ended up missing the rest of last season. He said it helped knowing that this hamstring issue wasn't as bad at the time it happened. So, fingers crossed, and everyone I know is hoping he can get back in time for this OKC series. I know we're anticipating maybe a Game 7 if that can happen. But, yeah, like I said, it's been one week down since Zion's last injury, so hopefully by this time next week we know something with him and the rest of this OKC series.
Yeah, and we had Jen Hale on with us, and she was optimistic that maybe Game 4 or 5 that we would see Zion back. And, you know, Jen's with the team, so she would know a little bit more than what we would about that. But, man, it would certainly be a big help. They could sure use him at this stage.
For sure.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm looking at the NBA postseason, kind of sticking with what Steve was talking about, but just at a different glance, 11-0 is the home team record. So, yesterday I said 8-0. All three home teams won again last night, but they all were really tight games. I don't want to say I'm ignoring the Cleveland Cavaliers series, but when you're watching what happened last night in New York and obviously Denver, those two games were so fantastic. I just want to shine a light on what happened. For those that don't know, the Knicks go on an 8-0 run in the final 27 seconds of that game, guys, to steal game two at the Garden and beat the 76ers 104-101. And then the
you were
Nuggets,
right about steal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But another steal. The Nuggets, I mean, the Lakers play one of the best games that they've ever played against Denver in this 10-0 stretch. By the way, 10 straight games that Denver has beaten the LA Lakers, which I think is hilarious, but that's besides the point. Jamal Murray with the game-winning shot over Anthony Davis at the buzzer to give Denver that 2-0 series lead against the Lakers. A Lakers team that blew a 20-point lead in that game, guys. So now you're looking at both of those series, the 2-7 matchups, the Knicks and the Nuggets both up on the 76ers and the Lakers respectively in the first round of the playoffs tonight. We'll see if those, you know, home teams can keep having the same success. We got the Timberwolves hosting the Suns again, who they blew out in game one. You'd imagine that Phoenix will probably bounce back and make it a little bit closer tonight. And then the Bucks hosting the Pacers, a similar kind of story. Milwaukee was just all over Indiana in that first game. And then the nightcap in the Western Conference. The Clippers hosting the Mavericks. I think all three games are going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to them tonight.
I'm going to answer a text question for mine because I know this gentleman has asked me a couple times about Roger Rosengarten from Washington, that big right tackle. Now, remember it, him playing that right tackle position, he was guarding Michael Penix Jr.'s blind side, and he has started 28 straight games at right tackle for the Huskies. He had a bad game against Michigan, and they went after him. And you could tell they sort of said, you know what, man, Troy's not the guy we want to pick on here. Let's go after Rosengarten. He's a really good run blocker, great size, has some good movement skills as a run blocker. I thought he was a pretty doggone good pass protector. But then against Michigan, man, that they made him out of place, and you could tell that his techniques really got out of sorts. They put a lot of pressure on Penix from the backside in that game. I think he is a borderline late second, early third round pick for Roger. Just had a bad game in a spot where everybody's watching, and it was a really bad game against Michigan, and they targeted him in that game. But Roger is a powerhouse run blocker. When they ran the football, they would swing it from time to time, but they were mostly running on the right in critical spots, and he did protect the blind side of Michael Penix Jr. I think he goes late second, early third round. And guess who was his dad who coached him in high school? Ed McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey's dad coached him in high school, so he got some NFL training on that part. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature, and we'll be back to finish it off here on the Big 870 WWL in hour number two. We're finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Want to tell everybody at 6:30 tonight, LSU baseballs. They play the Nicholls State Colonels, and at 6:10 tonight, Ryan Fowler, NFL college football analyst for the Bleacher Report and the Draft Network, will join us to talk NFL draft and the Saints pick at 14. We'll have a lot more here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break. Hang on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.